Why don't we give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning? Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve the God. Amen, amen, amen. Did you come to have church this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I realize that half of us got up and went upstairs with Brother Baggett, and if I could get away with going up there, I would too. I know he's going to do an awesome job today, and I'm so excited that our young people are going to be blessed today. Folks, they are facing things that, and growing up with things that you and I didn't have to deal with at their age. They are making decisions, life decisions, and they're not playing with the same set of rules that you and I grew up with. They're not living in the same world that you and I were born into. So my request this morning to you is just keep them in your prayers as they make these life-changing decisions in their life, in their hearts, would be sensitive, that their minds would be open and receptive to the Word and the will of God in their life. Amen? Amen, amen. I'm not leaving empty. I'm not leaving empty. There it is. I'm not leaving empty. Don't leave here the same way you came today. This afternoon, we're going to be having a big old pot of gumbo. Don't leave empty. Eat all you can. I'm not leaving empty. I have a question for you this morning. Is there any faith in the house this morning? Does anybody have just a little bit of faith this morning in the house? Amen. Now, my next question is this. How many of you are going through a little something in your life? All the hands shoot up. We're all going through something. We're all dealing with stuff. We all have issues in our life. And we all have to come to Jesus and say, God, I just can't do this on my own anymore. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving myself away to you. I'm putting my trust, my hope, my fear, my anxiety, my frustration. I'm giving it all to you, God. I'm not leaving empty today. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the Word this morning, we're going to go to Genesis just for a little while, chapter 15, starting with verse 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety, thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Wow, that's not fun. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Amen. Dear Jesus, bless us today as we come to hear your word. Open our minds and our hearts to understanding. Give us a desire to live for you above all else. Make us willing servants, O Lord, guide and keep each word that I speak in love and in your will. I give you glory and praise in advance for what you're going to do in our hearts and our minds here today. We give you all glory in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. As you're seated, look across the aisle and tell somebody you look good in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So God in our scripture begins to tell Abraham or Abram what is going to happen to his descendants. God tells him that they're going to go through a great affliction for 400 years. Now, that's not the kind of news that any of us want to hear from God, is it? God, I don't want to hear a bad report. My heirs are going to go through 400 years of affliction and trials and trouble. But God also gave him a promise that after the 400 years that God was going to bring them out. In fact, God said that not only will I bring them out, but I will bring them out with great substance. Now that's some good news. You're going to go through some stuff in life. You're going to have some afflictions. You're going to have some things happen to you that's not fair. It's not right. But God is going to bring you out, and He's going to bring you out with great substance. I'm not leaving empty today. Amen. Say that with me. I'm not leaving empty today. Sometimes when you are in the heat of battle, all you really need to know, and sometimes just that little word of encouragement, hey, buddy, you're going to come out of this. Hey, sister, you're going to make it through. You're going to be an overcomer. Sometimes you don't have to know how you're going to come out or when you are coming out. You just need to know and be assured that you are going to come out. You're going to make it through that circumstance. You're going to make it through that trial. You're going to make it through that situation. Amen. Personally, I've been through some things in my short life that the devil himself has told me, you're not going to make it. You can't be an overcomer. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not rich enough. You're not cute enough to make it. Go figure that. He's a liar. Why are you laughing? But you are good enough. You are strong enough. You are holy and righteous enough. When you have put on the whole armor of God, when you have put on Christ and accepted Him into your life, you can make it. You'll even be cute enough. You know why? Because He doesn't look on the outward appearance. He looks in the heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Psalms 124, verse 1. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Nobody likes going through trials. Nobody likes going through situations. Nobody likes experiencing the afflictions of life. But if you are going to go somewhere, you will have to go through some things. Did you catch that? If you're going to go anywhere in life, if you're going to be a doctor, you have to go to medical school and go through the work and the process and the hours of study and sacrifice to become a doctor. But it's worth it, because once you become that doctor, that's in your tool pouch. You'll have it the rest of your life. But you had to go through some things. Whatever field that you find yourself in, you went through something to get there. You didn't just walk in and they say, oh, well, you're going to be a doctor. You're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be a veterinarian. Here's my puppy dog. Would you go do surgery on it? No. You have to go through some things to get where you're going. And nobody likes going through trials. Nobody likes the preparation. We all like the, hey, look at me. I did it. I accomplished it. But it's the getting there that makes you. It's the going through the struggle that will make you the person that you are to become. In fact, that's the qualifying act and the qualifying of you, of your person for great promotion, is the going through the affliction, going through the trial. I can stand before you today and testify that I am an overcomer of some things in my life, not because I looked at those things and said, I'm going to make it through that. It's because I went through it. And I'm still here to testify. I am an overcomer. I am a conqueror. I am bigger and better in Christ Jesus today than I was before I went through that stuff. I'm not leaving here empty today. I'm not leaving here empty. If you want great substance, prepare for great affliction. A person will never be great until first you get lied on, talked about, falsely accused. You will never truly enter your destiny without a fight. In fact, all of hell will break loose against you when you begin to get close to the promises being fulfilled that God has in store for you. Regardless of what you go through, you have the promise that God is going to bring you out. That's why it's so important that you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. So when you begin to go through these afflictions and these trials, it's not fair. It's not right. Nobody said it would be. But you have the strength of one who will never leave you, one who will never forsake you, one who will never, never leave your side. You also have the promise that regardless what the weapon is that Satan forms against you, it will not prosper. It's not going to prosper. Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. It's in the word of God. It's in the word of God. Nothing formed against you or high shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to know who is going somewhere, if you want to know who is going to be great, look at who is going through the affliction. Look at who is being persecuted, lied on, slandered. If you're being talked about and lied on, falsely accused, get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your blessing. Don't give up on God. Don't quit the church. Don't quit reading the word. Don't quit praying. Get ready for your blessing. If people are becoming jealous of you, working against you, what is really happening is God is setting you up for greatness. God is positioning you for the biggest blessing you have ever, ever known. A ridiculous battle means you are getting ready to receive a ridiculous blessing. Hallelujah. That excites me because I know when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord God Himself is going to raise up a standard against it, and it might be a ridiculous situation. It might be something completely unexpected out of left field that just sweeps you off your feet. You had no idea it was going to happen. But God is there to pick you up and say, come on, friend, you're going to make it. Come on, friend, I'm going to give you strength that you didn't think you could have. I'm going to give you victory you didn't think you could have. I'm going to make you more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. A ridiculous battle means there's going to be a ridiculous blessing coming. I know some of us may not understand why we have to go through what we are going through. But God will take what the enemy meant for evil, and He's going to turn it into good. Hear me this morning. Somebody here this morning, hear me. God is going to take what the enemy meant for evil, and He is going to turn it into good on your behalf. I know this is a fact, and I'm trusting what God gave me. I'm telling you, I had a completely different message this morning. I worked on it all week. I had it all lined up and set up, and guess what happened? 2:00 in the morning. Ding, 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 ding. You're not going that way, buddy. Oh. But God has seen me through, and I've come to tell somebody, you can make it. I've come to tell somebody, you don't have to leave here empty anymore. I've come to give somebody encouragement and tell you, you can be more than a conqueror. I've come to tell somebody's broken, hurting heart, God will pick up the pieces of your heart and He will put them back together because He is the great heart mender. And you can be victorious. Don't give up on the word. It works. Don't give up on the church. It works. It works. It works. Come on, it works. Somebody get a hold of what I'm saying. I'm not leaving here empty today. In fact, the word of God says that all things, not some things, all things. Say that with me. All things work together for good. All things all things, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His. All things. Genesis 50 and verse 20. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. God is positioning you for a breakthrough this very day. You don't have to leave here empty or hurting or broken. He is setting you up for greatness. You're going to be a testimony and a strength to somebody somewhere. Your setback is preparing you for a comeback. Hallelujah. You're going to come back greater and stronger and more victorious, and your faith is going to be renewed, and your joy is going to be renewed, and you're going to be full. You know, I went and filled up my car yesterday. I filled them both up. And I'm telling you, it's expensive to fill up a car with fuel. And there's some of us that we've been running on empty far too long. Oh, we go through the motions well. We dress the part. We look the part. We walk the part. But in our heart is bleeding and hurting and crying and screaming, help me. Help me. Would somebody help me? Does anybody realize what I've been through this week, this month, this year? Does anybody realize what has happened? And God is quietly standing there saying, here I am. All ye. just come. Just come. Don't give up on God this morning. Don't leave here empty today. God is positioning you for a breakthrough. You're coming out of whatever you are dealing with, and you're going to come out blessed. I'm speaking by faith this morning. You're going to come out with more than what you went in with, and you're not even going to know where it came from. You're just going to wake up one day, and there's going to be victory all around you. And healing, and comfort, and joy, and peace all around you. Like Joseph in the book of Genesis. People may be trying to destroy you, discredit you. But you got to remember, there's only so much that people can do. There's only so much that people can take from you. There are some things that people cannot take from you. They cannot take your praise. They cannot take your destiny. They cannot take your will and desire to live for God. They cannot take your prayer. They cannot. They cannot take your blessing. Nope, they can't do it. When God says you are blessed, you are blessed. When God says you're going to have the victory, you're going to have the victory. Regardless of what people say or do against you. Not only is there only so much that people can do against you, but I'm here to tell somebody this morning, the devil himself, Satan himself, can only do so much against you. When Satan attacked Job, you remember the story? There was only so much that God would allow him to do. Job 1 and 12, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. You can do anything you want to him, but you can't touch him. You can't kill him. And when Satan attacked Job, he could have cursed God and died like his wife suggested, but instead he chose to worship God. He chose to worship God. You know, it's difficult. My wife completes me. She is my better half. She makes me. You know, Brother Baggett preached a message for Sister Ash and Brother Dennis. The single again was the title of the message. And I thought, man, how amazing a wedding. We're coming marriage. But if you begin to listen to his notes, single again, the two shall become one. My wife completes me. I wasn't the same without her in Branson. It was just a little bit different. I didn't have anybody iron my clothes. I had to learn how to iron my shirt. Sister Roxanne and the ladies that offered, and I was like, I need to learn how to do this. Don't tell her I'm pretty good at it. Don't tell her, though. I'll have to iron everything. But she completes me. So here Job is in this mess. And his completion, his wife, his trusted person, I'll just curse God. Just curse God and die. But he rose above that. He saw beyond the little stuff going on here and now. And he began to praise and to pray to God. The Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. But you can't touch him. You can't touch him. Can I tell somebody this morning? He might get up in your business and mess up your life, but he can't touch you. He can't touch you unless Jesus allows it. And Jesus is here on your behalf to fight your battles. I'm not leaving here empty today. I'm not leaving here with the same mindset that I walked into here today. So Job arose. And he rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job sinned not, nor did he charge God foolishly. Can I tell you, do not give up on God. Do not charge God foolishly in your situation. Oh, it might look like the darkest of nights. It might look like you don't have a way out, but I'm here to tell somebody this morning, you don't have to leave here empty. You can leave here full of joy, full of peace, full of comfort, full of the Holy Ghost. That renewing fire can come into your heart and soul and mind and refresh you today. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah.